This is LGRadio.online. Welcome to In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green. We start this episode off with a song that became Motown's second UK number one after the success of Baby Love. And listen out for the phrase, happiness is just an illusion, which the writing team of Holland Dozier Holland also included in another of their hits, What Becomes of the Broken Hearted, which came out around the same time as this UK number one from Motown's Four Tops. Four Tops, who, unlike so many of the other vocal groups of the period, managed to go an astonishing 41 years before changing any of their personnel. Not bad for a group who had originally been signed to Motown specifically to provide backing to the Supremes. So welcome along and thank you for tuning in to LGRadio.online with me, Leo Green. This is the show where we hear why we've all remained so in love with Motown, despite the fact that in many cases, like that opener from 1966, many of the songs have been with us for more than half a century. In the last episode, we looked briefly at some of the musicians who accompanied all of the Motown singers, the Funk Brothers. Our next recording features one of the handful of musicians who had found themselves in the Motown stable after the label they were originally signed to was purchased by Motown. Once this guy had joined the Motown family, his existing band was augmented with some of the Motown musicians, including the world's greatest horizontal bass player, whom we heard from in our last episode, James Jameson. Don't forget, by the way, you can listen again to that and any of our shows via the Listen Again page on the website. In 1969, the Motown's quality control meeting, yes, they really had one, deemed this recording not good enough to release as a single, but they were proved wrong by the radio DJs whose continuous airplay in 1969 helped make this a top 10 hit. We'll be right back.
got to know.
One of my favourite sax players, Junior Walker, and his all-stars here on lgradio.online. As we've heard throughout these shows, whilst we were definitely in love with Motown in the UK as the recordings began reaching these shores in the 60s, the Motown artists were also enjoying the music that was coming out of the UK at the same time. Looking back now, it seems ironic that the band who was so influenced by the songwriters, singers and musicians of Motown should end up writing the kinds of songs that so many of the Motown artists would themselves record, like this Beatles classic from 1970.
Oh, yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now I need a place to hide. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, people ain't half the man I used to be, no. There's a heavy, heavy shadow over me. Yesterday came all too suddenly. Something wrong. Now I long, long, long for yesterday. Oh, talking about yesterday. Love, 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 such an easy game to play. I want you to know I believe in yesterday.
Fantastic. That's Marvin Gaye's rendition of Lennon and McCartney. Thanks to chart success with this in 1975, many people thought this next song was actually a Doobie Brothers song. They too, of course, were in love with Motown and had even employed Motown's string arranger, Paul Reiser, to work on the recording with them. But the song had actually started life out a few years earlier, in 1965, for a lady whom we know best in the UK from her duets with Marvin Gaye on 1966's It Takes Two, which was the very first real success with UK audiences, by the way, that Marvin achieved. And this next singer was well respected at the Motown studios, having been in Berry Gordy's stable for a while, working on demos of new songs for the company. And it wasn't long before they gave her her own solo deal, part of which was this. Western with another song composed by Motown's Holland Dozier Holland writing team. Now please don't forget, I'd love to hear from any of you with any requests, dedications, questions, or just to say hello. You can do so either via the message board on the website, lgradio.online, or you can email me directly. The address is info@lgradio.online. I'd love to hear from you. This is a song that we don't necessarily associate with Motown. Written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, its lyrics and musical content are not really like much else that was coming out of the Motown stable in the 60s, whereas Berry Gordy's sound was perceived very much as the Detroit sound. Bacharach and David are very much the sound of New York. This one even sounds like it could have come from a Broadway show. In 1967, it had been written specifically for Louis Prima's wife, Keeley Smith. But in April of 1971, it was released by one of the Motown stars who had begun her career at the age of 7, having won a talent contest.
One less bear to answer. One less egg to fry. One less man to pick up after.
Gladys Knight and her Pips. Now we have time for one more here on In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green, on lgradio.online. We heard earlier from one of Marvin Gaye's duet partners, Kim Weston. And there were also some other female singers that Motown paired Marvin up with, as well as Kim. Most notably, Mary Wells, Dinah Ross, and the lady singing with Marvin on our last Motown classic here on In Love with Motown, the fantastic Tammy Terrell. Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell from 1968, bringing this episode of In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online to a close. Thanks for listening, and don't forget, please do check out the website lgradio.online for details of all our shows. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.